As we've just heard, it's becoming clear that the abuse of detainees goes beyond Abu Ghraib prison. There are questions about detainees held in Afghanistan. And NPR's Jackie Northam reports that last year, the military investigated and charged military police for beating Iraqi prisoners.
On April 9, 2003, shortly after the U.S. launched its invasion of Iraq, Hussam Shaltut was at his hotel in downtown Baghdad. The 57-year-old Canadian citizen was in Iraq working for a human rights group. He says an American Marine arrested him. He was taken to Camp Buka, a U.S.-run detention center in southern Iraq. Shaltut says for several weeks he was subjected to torture, which he describes as both active and passive.
Active, they used to beat us up, electrocute us. They did a lot of things for us in active abuse. Passive abuse, they used to withhold water mostly. And the, most of the time we used to go in solitary confinement for a day or two without drinking water.
Shaltut has launched a lawsuit against the U.S. Army for his alleged mistreatment. But he says Iraqi prisoners who were also at Camp Buka suffered much worse treatment at the hands of the military police there. Four soldiers were charged with beating prisoners at the detention center, and they faced courts-martial. In the end, though, one of the soldiers received a less-than-honorable discharge. The other three were given administrative action. Lisa Gurman is one of those military police who was accused of beating the Camp Buka detainees.
The prosecuting team obviously did not find enough evidence that we didn't, that all charges were dropped against us, all charges. We were never found guilty of anything.
But an internal army report has concluded that the problems that were present at Camp Buka 1 year ago are the same that led to this latest incident at Abu Ghraib prison, specifically problems with leadership, training, and communication. The report suggests that very little has been done to address those issues over the course of the year. Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld admits the military knew of the earlier charges.
There are other allegations of abuse. That is a pattern and a practice of terrorists to allege abuse. We've seen that in their training, that they do that.
Still, there have been investigations before Abu Ghraib came to light. An official with the CIA said the agency has been looking into the death of a prisoner at the hands of one of the CIA contractors. And today, Army Vice Chief of Staff General George Casey said a number of other investigations were already underway.
Since December of 2002, there have been a total of 35 CID investigations into allegations of detainee misconduct across the theater, Afghanistan and Iraq. Not all of those have been substantiated.
The military said 25 of those investigations involve the death of detainees. 12 of those are undetermined or natural, like a heart attack. But there were also two homicides, one in Afghanistan and one in Iraq. Human Rights Watch has been charting reports of abuse in both those countries. Mark Garolaski, a senior military analyst with the Human Rights Group, says they found some disturbing patterns.
Some of the reports were eerily similar to what we've heard about in Iraq. Some have told us about being doused with freezing water or had chemicals poured on them or being told to stand for many, many hours at a time.
The military investigations underway should help determine the extent of the abuse problem, which only became widely public after the publication of a set of photographs. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.